This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Run, 7:47 right now. I'm Melissa Idris with Julian Ng, and Kusu Chuang is getting ready to speak to our panel of guests on The Breakfast Grill today. Now, our panel will be discussing the retail sector, giving us an industry outlook. Datuk Gary Chua, President of the Malaysian Retail Chain Association, with Kevin Tan, the COO of Sunway Shopping Malls. Very interesting mix of guests because Sunway is going to be, they're set to become one of the biggest mall operators at this point in time. Once they've got all the malls and their pipelines completed, they're going to be the biggest mall operator in the country. But the outlook for the sector has been so weak recently, weak consumer sentiment, soft retail sales everywhere, not to mention that you've got a mall mushrooming in every neighborhood in town.
That's right. And I see a lot of empty space as well, unrented space in malls, especially the new malls.
Exactly. So, I mean, we're going to be discussing everything from the oversupply of the retail space, including the new ruling by the Domestic Trade, Cooperatives and Consumerism Ministry to restrict the number of mega sales to just 4 per year, which I know has gotten a lot of backlash from the retail operators. So let's find out more on The Breakfast Grill. That's coming up in about 15 minutes or so. So stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, let's catch you up with what's happening on the local corporate scene. Gabungan Persatuan dan Syarikat-Syarikat Taksi Semenanjung Malaysia, they're planning to cooperate now with Uber Malaysia. And this will see taxis within this association adopting the Uber app in stages starting from tomorrow. I don't know, Jules, what do you see? Do you think this is a major breakthrough for the local taxi industry?
I think it's an acknowledgement. It certainly makes taxis a lot more efficient. I mean, now the taxis don't have to reject you face-to-face. They can do it with a swipe of a button. So there's certainly a lot more efficient for them, although I believe that the apps don't disclose a passenger destination until the job is being accepted. So that's good for passengers as well. And Grab has had this facility for a very long time.
Right.
I've used that on Grab as well. And now that's getting into Uber. I'm not sure if this is taxis waving the white flag, or is the government pushing and steering and, you know, ushering the taxis into these very efficient app platforms.
I see this as a win for consumers. I see this as consumers exerting their will upon what they feel are the best choices for them, and the government listening and saying, well, you know, if you want it, then we will have to legalize and then regulate these apps like Uber and Grab. I also see this as if you can't beat them, join them. So this is the taxi industry saying that enough of the pushback, let's embrace this new technology and move along with what consumers want, because we can't keep fighting it.
I'm not sure whether this is also a way to fight the very punitive taxi licensing and taxi renting regime, because you're talking about, let's say, a license that can cost up to 1,000 ringgit. Medical screening, you need to spend about, as a driver, 300 ringgit for that. At the same time, you got to go to, for what is called the PSV license, the public service vocational license, that can cost you up to 390. All this on top of your daily rental cost of 90 ringgit, between 50 to 90 ringgit, as well as petrol and toll charges a day. So the cost of the taxi business model in Malaysia needs to be disrupted, totally needs to be disrupted. And I think government has a way to fight Grab and Uber at its game by just lowering the cost of taxi rentals.
So you're saying all these costs that you listed, that's what it takes to run a taxi cab a day?
Exactly. So it's just too expensive, and perhaps this is a gateway for taxis to become fully fledged Uber or Grab drivers.
You know, it's funny that we're talking about this story now, that, you know, this the taxi association now wants to use the Uber app, because you think about it, a year ago we were we were in the studio, we were talking about the government's pushback of Grab and Uber, and how, you know, we had both Grab and Uber and SPAD on the breakfast grill to discuss why is it that we can't just sort this out. Now, a year later, we're talking about taxis embracing the Uber app. So,
but there may be more regulations put in way of Uber and Grab drivers, not necessarily the taxi drivers, but Uber drivers. And these are requirements for drivers to apply for the Land Public Transport Commission licensing, which may cost 1,000 ringgit, and also have their vehicles go for checks, which would cost them a lot of money. This may actually take out a swath of Uber drivers right now that consists of students and other lower income bracket groups.
I'm wondering whether this would make taxi drivers up their game in terms of, you know, the quality of their cars and their cabs, right? Because Uber, if I'm not mistaken, has certain guidelines as to how old your car can be, the CC and all, and you know, it's customer exactly. service guidelines. So I'm hoping that this will make, you know, taxi drivers up their game in terms of providing a comfortable service.
But the rating function will be fantastic. I mean, you'll be able to rate your taxi drivers.
There you go. I do have to point out, though, that Uber, you know, specifically to Uber, they've already had a bad start to 2017, and it seems like the year is getting worse by the week. They had to contend with sexual harassment allegations. There was that dash cam video that showed the CEO of Uber arguing with the driver over prices. And now an investigation has revealed that Uber has been secretly deceiving authorities for years with a tool called Greyball. Now, they use this tool to evade authorities, particularly when city regulators are trying to block
them. I don't know if that exactly is a crime, because, you know, it's just a cat and mouse game that's being played by Uber with the authorities. It's something like how in America they have the speed trap detectors, and that's legal, right? But there is one big event that I think investors are closely watching, which is the announcement of Uber's profits or losses. I think people are saying that this would be the biggest loss ever by any startup, and people are tagging a number of about $3 billion.
Wow.
I mean, $3 billion is the funding capital for so many companies, so many startups, right?
But
Uber
could be a loss.
Is having that huge sucking sound of losses over there. So a very interesting development to watch over there.
7:54 right now. Tan Sri Lim Keng Hu, Kang Hu, the founder and chairman and CEO of Iskandar Waterfront Holdings. Now, he is said to have shelved plans to list his flagship Iskandar Waterfront Holdings. Instead, sources are saying that he wants to merge the assets held by Iskandar Waterfront Holdings with the currently listed vehicle Iskandar Waterfront City.
Most of Iskandar Waterfront's or IWC's assets are right now in the southern part of Malaysia, in Johor, especially in places like Iskandar and Harbourfront, River City and so on. But the IWH could prove to be a huge company for the merged entity if it happens, because they have projects like the Bandar Malaysia project, which is not only huge, but also changes the nature of business of IWC into purely property and expanding right. that into construction.
Well, okay, so I'm trying to understand if this is going to be a good move, because for now, that would mean that there would be an injection of land bank, so that could be a good thing. But we're also looking at valuations, and that's going to be important in terms of whether this will be a share swap exercise between IWC and IWH, right? Whether the merger will be dilutive for the existing minority shareholders, that is going to be a huge question. Yes, they will have access to a bigger pool of assets, but the valuations will be key.
That's right. We hope that that doesn't become murky in the process of analysis and assessment. But certainly, yesterday, shareholders were very happy about the rumors of this news, because IWC just shot up very sharply. They started the year at about 83 cents. Yesterday is almost double that price from the start of the year. Trading at 164, closing at 164 yesterday.
Been suspended, though, for 3 days now.
For 3 days, yeah. Okay. So certainly some announcements forthcoming.
There you go. But moving on to other news, the Malaysian Competition Commissioner, MyCC, they are reiterating once again that the penalty announced against the General Insurance Association Malaysia, or PIAM, PM and its 22 members, they say that that decision for anti-competitive behaviour is not final. And if I remember correctly, it was a proposed decision.
Proposed, right? So the fine of 230 million ringgit right now is being proposed. And this is a kind of action that's being taken against PIAM because I think just to cut through all the legalese, basically, if the moment you start to collude, which is to plan with industry players coming together as an industry to fix prices, you immediately perform an illegal act. And that is what MyCC is frowning upon. But of course, Bank Negara led that action.
Yeah, it was a directive from Bank Negara, right?
Well, I don't know if it's a directive. Certainly, it was egged on.
A nudge by the PM.
What's interesting about this whole thing is that they're arguing about something that is beneficial to consumers. That collusion results in a 25% discount for car parts from six makes. And that is something that's, isn't it something that's good for consumers?
Well, that's true. But also during your breakfast grill with MyCC last week, we also found out that consumers, the definition of consumers for MyCC is different from the definition of consumers as we determine it. So it's not just the end consumer, but consumers under MyCC's definition would be other businesses as well that have not been able to benefit because they were not part of this agreement.
I think it's good that Malaysia is putting more focus on antitrust and anti-competitive measures because we really need to unclog the plumbing system, right? If people can come and companies can come and collude anytime they want, we will see a lot of unfair pricing. But if there is fair competition, it's good for the long term.
So MyCC now is saying, is encouraging the insurers to come up to provide with their own written representation and give fresh evidence to the commission so that they can look at their decision once again and see whether there was infringement of the Competition Act. Okay, we've got the Breakfast Grill coming up shortly just after the 8 o'clock news headlines. On the grill today, a panel of guests from the retail sector for an industry outlook, Datuk Gary Chua, President of the Malaysian Retail Chain Association, and Kevin Tan, the COO of Sunway Shopping Malls. More with the Breakfast Grill after this on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.